Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You don't have to remember. Forgot what memories are for. Now we store them in the atmosphere.
From newsounds.org, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer. Andrew Bird's career has been many things, but one thing that's been consistent through it all is the way he upends expectations. Here's an indie rocker who sings and plays guitar, but whose primary instrument is the violin, and he's also an expert whistler. And his music has drawn over the years on jazz, classical, folk, and world music. And just as a person, Andrew Bird is a man of modesty, humility even. His new album is called My Finest Work Yet. And it brings Andrew Bird and his band here to our studio once again, this time to play some of their new songs. This one is called Sisyphus.
Peered into the mist, a stone stole from the precipice, paused. Did he jump or did he fall as he gazed into the maw, the morning mist? Did he raise both fists and say to hell with this and just let the rock roll? Let it roll, let it crash down low. There's a house down there, but I lost it long ago. Down there, but I lost it long ago. Well, I let the rock roll on down to the town below.
God, I'm more lightning rod. It's the reef against the moderates. Those who sit recalcitrant and taciturn, you know I'd rather turn and burn than scale this edifice. Yeah. Well, where's my accomplice? So take my hand. We'll do more than stand. We'll claim this land. Take my hand and we'll let the rock roll. Let it roll, let it crash down low. There's a house down there, but I lost it long ago. Let it roll, let it crash down low. I see my house down there, but I lost it long ago. Lost it long ago. Nothing to do with fate and everything to do with.
Ooh.
the mist, a stone's throw from the precipice, paused.
That is Andrew Bird and his band live here in our New York studio, and the song Sisyphus, which comes from Andrew's new album called My Finest Work Yet. And you heard Andrew singing, whistling, playing guitar, now picking up the violin. Madison Cunningham singing and playing guitar. Alan Hampton singing and playing the bass guitar. Ted Poor behind our drum kit. And Tyler Chester behind our piano. Andrew, great to have you back.
Great to see you again.
Congratulations on your finest work yet.
Well, thanks.
So it's kind of a cheeky title, especially given the subject matter of the record.
Sure. Yeah.
Did you have the title first, or did you find yourself with this batch of kind of heavy, dark-hued songs? And
well,
things?
I tried, you know, trying to name a body of work, again, after like 14 records, starts to feel a little silly when you're... I went through like 100 different, like, poetic titles that tried to capture what was happening in the songs, and they all felt so pretentious and heavy, so
yeah.
I went with this.
Sometimes you don't want to be so on the nose.
Exactly.
Especially when you're, like, responding to politics, and mm-hmm. you want something that's not what they used to call occasional music, you know, where it's tied to a specific occasion. You want
right.
stuff that can...
Topical, yeah.
Yeah. Having said that, though, you know, it's hard not to listen to these lyrics and get the sense, I mean, even just looking at song titles, you know, mm-hmm. Sisyphus, who's constantly struggling, and then mm-hmm. there's Don the Struggle, and then there's Proxy War, and there's an allusion to the Spanish Civil War in one of the songs you're going to be doing. So, you know, war and struggle are kind of constant themes, mm-hmm. it seems here.
Yeah. If there's a thesis to the whole record, it's kind of that... being locked in sort of a struggle that you can't extract yourself from, like your horns are locked, and you're and that intimacy of like being face to face but not being able to find an exit,
right? Which, you know, could be the human condition at any moment in time. It doesn't have to be USA post 2016. I have to ask about the cover art for My Finest Work Yet. It's you in the role of Marat from the famous David painting, The Death of Marat.
Yeah.
So again, there's kind of an allusion here because the original painting is from the French Revolution.
Yeah, though when I first saw that painting, it just read as like the suffering poet on his deathbed. You know, I didn't really think about the political intrigue at the time. I just thought it played off the title of this is my...
Yeah, I guess that's a problem with the English title, because in the original French, it's clear that he's been assassinated.
Yes. Well, you notice I did stop short of having blood, a bathtub full of blood.
Yes. I thought that would have been... I did notice that.
Yeah. There is the murder weapon, but there's no wound.
Yeah. And what is the murder weapon in this case? Is it a pen, or is it the knife?
I mean, in the painting,
in
it's
the painting,
knife.
It's the knife. Yeah. But you know, the idea that that this struggle, that this war, currently is a bloodless one. I mean, that's sort of the thinking behind this next song. You actually say bloodless for now,
right?
Which is, you know, in an album that has kind of streaks of optimism shot through it,
yeah,
is a pretty dark thing
and
to say.
And even this song has some optimism in it.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's sounding the alarm that this could get really bad if we don't steer the course.
Right. You know? There's a song on the record, I think it's Falaron, where you write, "He's taking us back to a one-horse town, building us up just to tear us down." It's just the pronoun he. You never mm-hmm. say who he is, but I think you don't have to read too far into it to understand who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do want to avoid, I mean, again, that topical thing is it can be a dead end with songwriting, but that's as close as I get as the pronoun.
Right.
But it just sort of imagines that what if he were not human, it was just an algorithm or a conduit of all our worst impulses.
Right. What if he was Lovecraft's blind idiot god at the exactly. center of the universe? And
yes.
Did you know this is what you were going to end up with when you started writing?
No, but I did feel a sense of urgency in writing this, and I react to what's in my environment.
Yeah.
And, you know, the last time around it was more like up close personal things, and this time it's more, you know,
wide angle.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's hear another song from Andrew Bird. The album's called My Finest Work Yet. September 17th and 18th back in Brooklyn, 17th at King's Theater, 18th at Brooklyn Steel. Right now the band's here in our studio. Let's hear the song Bloodless.
Profiting from your worry, they're selling blanks down at the DMZ. They're banking on the sound and fury. Makes you wonder what it all has got to do with me. Bloodless for now. The altruist, I'm putting my weight behind the dancer. I know it's hard to be an optimist when you trust least the ones who claim to have the answer. It's an uncivil war. It's an uncivil war. Gentry's drinking Moet Chandon. Bloodless for now. They turn around. Well-known song. Don't you worry about the wicked. Don't you envy those who do wrong. And your innocence will be like the dawn. While the justice of your crime. Thank you. of your calls. Wish I might new days done.
Once again, Andrew Bird and his band live here in the studio with Bloodless, which is from the new album called My Finest Work Yet. Once again, Andrew Bird and the band performing two shows here in New York in September, the 17th at King's Theater, the 18th at Brooklyn Steel. Andrew, the album is kind of streaks of light and dark, you know, an acknowledgement of difficult times, but also this kind of hope. I mean, Bloodless for now, but the bridge of that song is a very kind of optimistic view of how we can get out of this, it seems.
Yeah.
You know, that's a difficult balance to maintain over the course of, you know, a full album.
Yeah. True. I mean, the music is very up. You know,
right.
And that helps quite a bit. And, you know, I've always had that when a song starts to get dark, and I have some tendencies to go that way, then I'll have a sort of self-awareness pops in and I'll be like, what are you doing? You know? And then I end up working that voice into the song. I learned that years ago. Mm-hmm. Like it was kind of a aha moment when I decided to incorporate that inner voice that's like saying, enough of this, come on, let's pull it together.
There's an English folk rock band, a folktronica band called Tongue. Are you familiar with them? T-U-N-N-G. They have an album called Comments of the Inner Chorus, which is about exactly what you're talking about. It's that editorial voice that's constantly in our heads, one hopes.
Yeah.
But some of us listen to it and some of us just ignore it and go shooting our mouths off.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if you're segueing to this next song, but it's this one exemplifies that, turning the chorus into just, because it starts to go spiral, you know, and then it just turns the lights on, like as if we have that control, you know.
Well, but I could have been segueing to almost anything
you
on the record
segueing,
because,
yeah.
I mean, there's the line about our enemies make us whole, which seems to be almost like a thesis statement from this record.
Yeah, that's true. I think that might very well be the thesis of this record. I mean, I hate to use the word morality, but there's a lot of that.
The word exists for a reason.
Yeah.
You can use it.
You know, it's just... there was a time when that was, you know, associated with not a good thing in our culture. And like, wait, things have flipped around and we're like, we have to talk about decency and morality.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of things we're not talking about right now. When I go outside the U.S., I have very frank conversations, but it's very hard to have them here.
Yeah. Well, and the place for them is not necessarily in a pop song, but if you can skirt the issue and kind of shine a light on it as you're doing that, then you've accomplished a couple of things at once. You've written a good song, and you've also maybe suggested
an
area of dialogue.
Yeah, it can't be too explicit,
right?
Otherwise, people just turn off, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So was this album recorded live?
It was.
Basically.
For the most part, all the songs except Fala Run and Archipelago were live
okay.
in the studio with these very musicians.
And you say Archipelago, not
yeah,
Archipelago.
I know. People have tried to correct me on that, and I just think that's the way it should be. Plus, it wouldn't have worked in the song if it was Archipelago.
Uh-huh.
I like to imagine that the Italian pronunciation is Archipelago, you know.
Uh-huh. And that just scanned better in the music?
Exactly.
Because yeah. you've written a lot of instrumental music, and so it makes me think that that, for you, is what comes first, and that the lyrics have to kind of fit into the melody.
Yeah, but it's not always the case. But it, for the most part, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's certain words that will fascinate me for their phonetic and rhythmic quality, and I'll take that and turn that into a motif, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking about My Finest Work Yet. It's the latest record, the new one from Andrew Bird and his band. They're here in the studio, and shall we hear Olympians?
Yeah.
Now, there's some looping in this one, right?
Yeah.
And so when you record it, do you do the looping live as well?
I think I did. I can't remember. But I'd stopped doing it recently live, and I'm trying to bring it back. I've got this 5-string violin that I recently got, so I'm...
What's the 5th string? Are you going down viola
it's
range?
Viola or? Range, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice. All right, here's Andrew Bird, this time with the 5-string violin. He was on the conventional 4-string earlier. And another live performance, this one, the song called Olympians.
Something wasn't right. Why don't you come to bed? Instead of stumbling into the light, oh, medicine cabinets shaking up pills left and right. Right. It's giving up the most. No one's gonna give you a medal. It's giving up the gold. Competition rages. This nocturnal dance. Misery's contagious. And we are Olympians. Start spitting out anathemas. Spitting out anathemas. It was anathema. It's been half a mile. Life on the exchange. Oh, it was anathema. About half a mile. Between idled and deranged. Oh, it was anathema. Speaking in tongues in the night. Right. competition rages. This nocturnal dance, the misery's contagious, and we all Olympians. Oh, oh, gonna turn it around, 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 gonna turn it around.
Olympians is the song from Andrew Bird and the band live here in the studio. So 5-string violin, 12-string guitar, all in one song. That's a lot of strings.
More strings, yeah.
So, Andrew, the album's called My Finest Work Yet. Are you one of those? I mean, there are lots of artists who, you know, and you would hope that they feel that their latest work is always their finest yet. But, I mean, how seriously do you want us to take that title?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's, I mean, I definitely did feel like something different with this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that sense of urgency and importance and was pervasive. But I don't know if that influenced the title.
Yeah.
I think I was just trying to, you know, I've made a lot of records, and I think I've earned the right to have some fun with it a little bit. Yeah,
absolutely. In a funny way, though, it's not so different from other things that you've done. And I'm thinking of the Echolocation series,
mm-hmm.
which there's two volumes of that now, right?
Yeah.
Which is you playing in your environment. And that's essentially what this album is. This is you responding to your environment, except it's not like a canyon or a river. It's the world today, but
yeah,
you know.
And that's emerged as kind of like a common thread in everything that I do, or everything that my curiosity draws me to do, whether it's playing in a canyon in Utah or inviting people into my house that I've never met to play music with and stream it to many people. And you know, that's just having to react to your environment and putting yourself in those situations where you're forced to react, mm. and you don't have to think, you don't need to think about it too much, you just need to be instinctual.
Right. How's that Echolocation series coming? I mean, you were planning like 5 volumes or something?
4. Okay. I've done 4. I've done the field recordings for 4.
Uh-huh.
So there's one I did in the battery tunnels in not the battery tunnels, but the
I was gonna say
the what do they call them? In the Marin headlands. There's these old barracks or like gun turrets and tunnels.
So up above the Bay Area.
Yeah. And then I stumbled on one on an island off the coast of Portland, Maine. It's like the Western frontier. I try to find, like, I haven't figured out what to call it yet, but I try to find the elemental thing to call it, you know,
yeah.
River, canyon. This one might be frontier or, yeah, we'll see. But it's, there were these defenses that were built in the 30s and 40s.
Wow.
And they have a cool reverberance to them.
Yeah.
And then the last one would be, and this probably won't be the last one, is Aqueduct in Lisbon.
Nice. All right. So the idea of these different sonic environments will produce different responses from you.
Exactly. So yeah. There's some rooms want to hear a certain part of the harmonic series, and then I wait to hear what that wants, and I build a composition on that.
Nice. Well, the particular sense of disharmony in our United States has provoked a really fine record. It's called My Finest Work Yet. Andrew, you know, it's a wonderful record, and congratulations. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, it's good to see you again. Thanks for having me.
Andrew and the band back in Brooklyn at Brooklyn Steel on September 18th, King's Theater on September 17th. This is Soundcheck.
Whoa! J. Edgar Hoover wore a white mink store. His enemies are what made him whole, or what made him whole.
His enemies are what made him whole.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us. Sing a local polite.